Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, April 1st, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about marriage of convenience.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about marriage fraud.
Registrar General Dubaiwa Mudete has warned Zimbabwean women against involving themselves in what he calls marriages of convenience with foreigners, especially those from Bangladesh.
In a media release, Mudete said the public should ensure that foreigners were cleared by the immigration department, the police, and their embassies before entering into such marriages. He urged marriage officers to be on the lookout when dealing with foreigners intending to get married to Zimbabwean women.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, Mfoit. Gibbs, you can see that 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 you can Zimbabwe kunyanya madzimai avafanire kungororwa nevanhu vasingazive kuti vanhu vari kubva kupi pane vavari kutiwo vanhu vari kubva kuAsia zvikuru kuBangladesh vari kuya kuzoita michato yenhema nemadzimai emuZimbabwe kuti vakwanise kuti vaone mapepa ekuti vauye kuzogara muZimbabwe vamudede vari kuti zvazvifanire kunge zvirizvo zvinoitwa asi ndambenge ndichitaura nemamwe madzimai ari kuti aiwa vamudede varesva nekuti michato iyi haingoitwe nemadzimai chete asi kana varumewo vanoita michato yakadaro
ye kukanyapela nxa uchata lo muntu osumukhethile uyajala ukuthatha nje kunjalo nje kodwa ke siyezwa ke uregistrar general esithi hayi kwanyazana abanye ababuyayo babebuya bele njongo ikakhulu labo abavela eBangladesh sake sizwe kuthiwa hey abaningi bavela eNigeria kwathintini so kodwa yena uqambe abangaphi abeBangladesh aza ngizwe kakhulu kukhulunywa ngabo so ke uthi hayi okwenzakalayo kunganika kukho emthethweni ngomuntu uyabuya abesechado kompana angachado omunye uyabaleka kumbe omunye ehlala ekhaya abesesenza afuna ukukwenza so sifuna ukwazi ukuthi kambe uzuluthini blessing kodaba lolu ludaba silongazane luyahlukumeza abantu abaningi so ke abafuna ukungena kuhlelo nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077 yeyi ngizayiphinda inombolo leyi luyitshaye kanye iselfoni lakho langapho 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo ke mfowethu.
For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are, of course, talking about a media statement by the Registrar General warning Zimbabwean women against marrying foreigners in what he described as marriage fraud. But of course, there are some women's rights activists who are already up in arms saying that what the Registrar General, Mr. Tobayo Mudede, said is unfortunate because these marriages or the marriage of convenience does not only happen between Zimbabwean women and foreign men, but Zimbabwean men can also be guilty of the same. So we want to hear your thoughts on this issue. Of course, this issue is also common here in America, you know, where it's suspected that some people who want to come to America enter into marriages of convenience with American women or men so that they can get entry into America. It's a problem, basically, that is prevalent in most parts of the country. And for interest's sake, I was just reading about women, men in Yemen, for example. They were saying that if you want to come to America, it's very difficult to get a visa from Yemen. Mm-hmm. So the men there were paying as high as $30,000 US. Mm. Yeah, for this so-called marriage of convenience, so that you can get the green card, and you can actually come to America. But it's an interesting subject, especially the remarks by the Registrar General that some are saying are really patriarchal in nature.
You know, in the 1970s, Blessing, what used to happen is if somebody wanted a house, let's say in Bulawayo or Harare, you know what they'll do? They'll marry their own daughters or marry their own sons for convenience sake. You know, like you've got a marriage certificate which shows that you are married, and therefore you are entitled to a house. If you wanted a second house, you marry another one. Third house, you do the same thing. So it was sort of like, you know, facilitating for somebody to get a house.
Yeah. And I think we have our guest lined up, Gibbs. First, we have Honorable Jesse Majome, Member of Parliament, and also the former Deputy Minister for Women's Affairs. Honorable Majome, good evening.
Good evening to you, Blessing.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I think we also have Pastor Patson Netta is a marriage officer, senior pastor of New Life for All Fellowship Church. Pastor Netta, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much for joining us. And Gibbs, you can maybe start the ball rolling.
Yeah, I'll start with you, Honorable Majome. So how serious is this issue of marriage of convenience?
You know what? I think the issue that's really serious is the very improper and totally unlawful and totally unconstitutional conduct and attitude of the Registrar General. It is really, really serious when, you know, a country has a new constitution that enshrines equality between men and women, and that effectively removes discrimination and makes discrimination against women unlawful, that the Registrar General should decide to flout the Constitution so flagrantly and issue this really archaic and stone-aged declaration and condition. That is what is really, really serious.
Pastor Netta, your take on this issue. Honorable Majome is taking exception to the fact that the Registrar General focused only on Zimbabwean women, as if they are the only ones that we have a duty to protect, leaving out the men, though the Constitution is very clear that if it's a marriage of convenience, it's a fraud.
Basically, what's happening with this marriage of convenience, it is mainly men coming from outside who are actually marrying women in the country so that they can actually have the privileges that the people in that particular country have, particularly here in Zimbabwe. So the issue of whether it's men or women at the moment, as far as I'm concerned, it's neither here nor there. Because what's happening is that it is the men that are coming over. It is not women that are coming over. So this is why that difference is there. So I'll look at it from that point of view. And then secondly, in any way, when you look into life, there are things that are genuine and things that are not genuine. People will try actually to find ways and means of getting what they want, whether it is not legal. But I'm glad that at least there is legality that has got to be looked into. And the way the Zimbabwe, the Marriage Act, and the way actually the Registrar General actually put the marriage together, this time for us as marriage officers to conduct a marriage, it is very, very clear that you cannot just cheat. It has got to be done properly.
Regai tidzoke kwamuri Honorable Majome, tichiti muri kuzwa zviri kutaurwa na Pastor Netta. Varenge vari kuti aiwa zvekuti varume here kana kuti vakadzi zvinenge zvisina kunyanyo kosha, asi chiripo ndechekuti titarise nyaya iri mudariro, tisavhiene padumbu.
Aiwa, ini ndinoti Pastor Netta vanyatsodzokere, vanyatsoongorere nyaya. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti Registrar General vamudede vataura ivo kuti vakwasha, ndingangoti vemuzi veZimbabwe, ndo vanofanirwa kuongororwa chete. Ndo nyaya yacho irimo mudariro. Registrar General havana kuti vanhu vese vanouya muZimbabwe vachida kuwanana nevana vemuZimbabwe vachaongororwa. Vasarudza avo vanenge vachizoda kuzoroora vanhukadzi. zvakaipa chaizvo uyezve ndanzwa pasanita vachingotaura kuti hanzi varume ndo vari kuya ina handibvumirane napo nokuti handifunga hangu kuti vaneta vane ongororo yavaiita vachiverenga vainzi vese vanaya muzimbabwe vakaona kuti vainzi vechirume ndo vakawanda asi sirizvo inini zvinongofunga kuti zvinongoratidzawo dambudziko ratinaro muno muzimbabwe rekuti vanhukadzi vanongotarisirwa pasi zvongo vanotarisirwawo pasi nemahofisi egovernment sezvo zviri kuitwawo zvakare ndine urombo napasinaita nekuti vanenge vari kurerekera kuvanhurume handifungi kuti zvinhu zvinonyatsounza kuti vanhu vagare zvakanaka munyika izvozvo zvinhu zvakanaka zvakanaka ngazvinakire munhu wese zvakaipa ngazvipire munhu wese zvakaipa kuti paite rusaruro rwakadai nekuti kana pasanita vari kuda kuti papedzwe dambudziko rekuita michato iyoyi yekunyepedzera kana chiri chochinangwa ngaipedzwe kwese ngapaitwe kuti paone kuti hapana kana muchato unoitwa uri wekunyepedzera unoitwa zvabasa kuti waunzwa nemukadzi kana kuti nemurume ngazvirege kungotsikirira vanhukadzi chete nekuti kushora vanhukadzi zvakaipisisa ikokoko nekuti tinongojaira kungoti anonzi pachirungu mageneralization asi ngationgorore vanhukadzi vari kuuyawo muzimbabwe
tinotenda Gibbs.
Ye, Pastor Netta, ngibuye kuwe ngesintu lapho wambuza ukuthi njengoba wena ujale ukuthi ubona abantu bechata ubalungisele incwadi zabo kambe ungambona njani yena nxa sebuyile sithi sengifuna ukuthi ngithathe umasipanda mina mvela elahore kula ngale-ke eBangladesh uyambona njani ukuthi uleqiniso kumbe uyaxega akusitshele ba
vele ukuze uchade lo muntu ovela ovela ongayisiwa kwi-television lakithi akulula ukuthi uchade layo ngoba kufanele ubana uzuze incwadi evela kiwe khona lekhaya eyokuthi umuntu lo kathadanga kazange chade nokuthi umuntu lo ezeze ngapha uze ulandukuze ukuzochada ngoba kiwe kathadanga okanye yincwadi yona leyo ukuthi uyizuze akulula ukuthi uyizuze ngakho-ke abantu bonke abangekho ezimbabwe bezochada ezimbabwe kunencwadi okufana ubabe lazo eyokuqala yona leyo ukuthi kathadanga ivele elizweni lakibo abanye bakuyahamba bedinge bebe sebabhala kencwadi ukuthi awuzibani siyamazi elizweni lakithi kathadanga so kubhalwa ngurhulumente ovele elizweni lakithi incwadi yakhona manje kuzeizuze incwadi yona leyakulula yikho kokuqala lokho okwesibili umuntu wangikhona lami ukuze ngimchadise kuyafanele ukuthi kube neshuwa lami ukuthi kuinto oyenzayo i-right kuyenziwe into engalungami kuphela nje ukuthi akufanelanga ukuthi ngipho ngikukwenza nje lami kufanele ukuthi izincwadi zonke zilunge zibe khona ngasemthethweni
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ungayikhathana baba Netta ubambe khona apha ecingweni
for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk we are talking about marriage fraud or marriage of convenience in Zimbabwe tine mumwe muteereri Gibbs tafadzwa chanakira tafadzwa
hello
makadiwa tete aiwa tiripo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pamashoko ava mudeda
okay ini ndiri in support of vetting because vakadzi vemuzimbabwe sade asamu women vanopinda into this marriage of convenience vachiziva and they are paid for that they know it's easy to divorce to be out of that relationship when the guy goes back to his country so they are happy it's only that later on they realize they've been used that's when they want to become victims so in any case I'm in support with the vetting it should go on
Honorable Majome if you want to respond to what Tafadzwa is saying
I have a fundamental problem with what Tafadzwa is saying because she is stating that it is women who do that. And I'm surprised that she hasn't mentioned at all the role of men in this, that there are Zimbabwean men also who are equally capable of being married by you know, of marrying or marrying women who also come to the country and who might want to do this. She hasn't offered any reason why it would only be women, because there are visitors to Zimbabwe who are also female. And if it's about paying money, there are women all over the world who also have money who might also want to marry Zimbabwean men. So if the whole issue is about preventing marriages of convenience from foreigners, what's source for the goose must be source for the gander. And whether we like it or not, the most important thing is that we have a constitution in this country that absolutely prohibits discrimination. So if it was such, if there were men who were coming to marry Zimbabwean women, still the any directive by the Registrar General must also deal with the men, and it must deal with the women. It can't pick on women, because it's really, and I don't know who, or, you know, I have a problem with this. In, to me, it really looks like it's an insult on the intelligence of Zimbabwean women if we assume that it is only women who are capable of being bamboozled by men. What about men? Are we saying that also men in Zimbabwe, all of them, are also incapable of also being bamboozled and used? I think not. I think it's very patronizing, and we should stop that battle. Like I said, more than anything, it is unconstitutional. They should be, the directive and the vetting should apply both ways, if it's vetting that we want to do.
Tafazwa?
Hello.
Yes.
It's only that the cases that have come into contact with, they are for women. There are men who do that as well, but it should be looked at both ways. She is very right as what she's saying, but the women that are coming into contact with the cases of women, they are the most vulnerable to those cases. That's why I only mentioned women.
Okay.
So it happens to both.
Thank you, Tafazwa, for your comment.
Okay, thank you.
Tina Mafira Gureva ku South Africa. Makadiva Mafira Gureva. Aiwa, tinofara firai zvenyu kureva tinzwe.
Nyaya iripo apa ndekutoti imi munoona chii? Zvinoitika varume vavo vanoti vanoda kuroora, vanoda kuroora kumusha uku. Then ivo vachida kuroora vanoda kutsvaga zvitupa ka. Vanoda kutsvaga zvitupa, vamwe vacho vanofanira kutotanga vaferefetwa first, because vamwe vacho vanenge vachitotsvaga kuwanda.
Ko imi mamuitewo here izvozvo kusouth africa uko?
Zvakafanana nesu tiri kuno kusouth africa kunoku. Kana tiri kuno kusouth africa kunoku, kuti uwane kuti uende kuhomafezi kesouth africa kuti ukwanise kuwana ID chaicheyo, zvinonetsa, zvinotonetsa.
Saka vanhu vanobhadhariswa mari kusouth africa kana uchida chitupa icho chine muchato wakadai?
Kana chitoda chitupa icho chine muchato wakadai, so zenge munoona zvinhu zvinotoitika kuno kumanje, zvokutoti ukwanise kuona chitupa ichocho, vashoma vanazvo zvitupa izvozvo South Africa mo.
Ndiri kuti munobhadhariswa mari.
Vakadzi vemunhu vakatoroora vakadzi vemunhu.
Unenge wabhadhara mari?
Kuti ini zvangu handingataure zvemari, ndingatonyepa ipapo, but kuti uwane chitupa chemuno nemukadzi wacho, ihondo baba. Ihondo zveshuwa, zvingopiwa mahara, zvingopiwa mahara, because unenge watopa munhu upfumi hwese, kamunozviona.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamafira kureva nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Maita basa.
Tinotenda. Gibbs.
Yei, ndomnumzana ke uRobson Mwale eJohannesburg. Baba Mwale, ungauchona njani?
Sichonile ba.
Yei, kunjani eJohannesburg kona?
Kuyavandanyana nje.
Yei, ungati ndingakona kutwa abantu sebepongochata nje sivuka mpuzana. Umuntu echatele kuti azosamaphepha.
Iqiniso ngoba lakhona ngapha eJohannesburg kuyenzeka mpela. Bebe sebebachiya labantwana labo sisi bala. Umuntu uyathola umtshado and then angathola umtshado, kumbe uvule ibhizinisi elivule, kumbe ufuna umsebenzi esebenzi. Kodwa ngemva kwalokho angaba le mali sebuyela kubo. Sechiya le ntombazana kumbe usisi kumbe umama labantwana la sebaleke buyela kubo.
So singathi ke
so mina ngibona kulungile mpela leyo indlela engcono ukuthi vele bebehlolisiswe abantu before beshade.
Akhona amadoda eZimbabwe akwenza khona ukuthi uyalobola khona ngapho uze kuthiwa sethethuma mthethwa. Kodwa ke nxa sokungani kuvuthiwe back to khona ngapha ngkhaya.
Hayi, thina abekho abangakithi. kodwa ke abakwamanye amazwe njengabona labo sebebaliwe mpela eBangladesh baningi kakhulu la eSouth Africa.
Bayakwenza
kona. Bayakwenza. Ya bayakwenza bechiya abantwana bebaleke sebele mali ngoba vele baza for i-business. Bayavela abafazi abanye kona le kuwo.
Kuyabe kuphunyuke ngapi kona futhi umuntu engabanjwa?
Ah, uyobanjwa njani ngoba ndiyisivumelwana lapho untombazane yabe nikwe imali. Evumeke sebe siyachata ngabe ukuthi ukuthi kulandwa la abantu abahluphekayo laba awabe bebona ukuthi vele bazihluphekela abalama.
Aha, aha.
Yeah.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke Mwale, sibonge kakhulu khona ngapho ke eJohannesburg ungadinwa kusasa
baba. Ah, lati siyabonga.
Isibongile baba.
Kulungile.
And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about marriage of convenience. Of course, the Registrar General Tobias Omdede has said that he wants to scrutinize all marriages between Zimbabwean women and foreigners. Especially from Bangladesh, and some women rights activists are up in arms saying this demonstrates that the Registrar General is discriminating against women, because his statement solely said the aim is to, quote unquote, protect women. And we have Honorable Majome here, who says it's not only women who are bamboozled or flamoxed by these foreigners. Some Zimbabwean men are doing the same. And so our guests this evening, we have Pastor Netta and Honorable Jesse Majome. Gibbs.
Now, coming back to you, Pastor Netta, you actually mentioning in Ndebele that in most cases, what happens is the person who is supposed to get married to a Zimbabwean is supposed to bring a letter from his home of origin. So at the end of the day, if you don't get that letter, what happens?
So, well, you can't get married in Zimbabwe, because there has to be a proof that actually you are not married in your country. But that's another issue that is here is this. I the statistics show, and maybe this is why the Register General looked at it and mentioned women, because if you look at it is more on the side of women. Men are there as well, but they are few. It's as good as when you look at the rape cases. You're looking at men who do the raping, but there are women who do the same. But it is common, you know, that men do it, but there are women who do that. So I think it's a matter of here that there is fewer on the other side and many on the other side. And I think that is what could be happening. And this is why maybe it has been referred to women. Not that I'm trying to defend the
Registrar General.
Not that I'm trying to defend. Yes. But the truth is, let's face the fact here, that normally it's the statistics that show. After I said that, let me say this. In this country right now, it's not very easy to just get married to a foreigner, really.
Thank you so much, Pastor Netta. And Gibbs, of course, we also encourage our listeners to take advantage of WhatsApp, Facebook. You can also use Twitter or send us an email, studio7@voanews.com. And on WhatsApp, we have several messages. People responded, indeed. Let's start with Charles Anotie. Zvichanaka nekuti vanozororwa nematsotsi vachiitira kuda mapepa, danho iri rakanaka chose. Then we have Masquera Say, and inoitwa Dennis Madzinga Ushe, ipapo varinge vagona nekuti vanhu vekune dzimwe nyika vanonyepera kuroora ivo vachida kuti vawane magwaro ekuti vagare munyika akaita sechitupa. Then we have Shaz, who says they politicize marriage, which is very bad. In other words, it's a way of preventing women from being married by foreigners. Petronella says, how are they going to vet them? A crook is always a crook and will find ways to go under the radar. Then we have Pajas, who says Zimbabweans do the same in other countries. Marriages of convenience are widespread in all countries. Fedson says it's saddening that many women fall prey to these foreign men. What these foreigners do is to hook up with a desperate blah blah. He used a term that we do not use on air, in order to have easy marriages, saying women of loose morals. Mm-hmm. Prince says papers is the survival of the fittest. We do the same in South Africa. Then Gerald says, these men who want to marry our sisters must be subjected to thorough vetting.
Then on Facebook, Blessing, we've got a message from Spongile and Love, who writes, Zimbabwean women must lose interest as soon as they realize the men are foreigners. No friendship, just cut them off. Mm. That's it. That's a solution.
Honorable Majome, your response to some of these very patronizing statements, are they shocking?
Yeah, you know, but I'm not surprised that, you know, I'm not surprised that it would be men who are mostly saying this, because, you know, there's an attitude of, it's patriarchy. Men actually, almost, there's a prevalence of this sense that men own women, they own women, they own the bodies of women, and women are little children. They are there to be controlled and told what to do, and the women must do what the men want. So it's about, it seems to be like a psyche where, like, it's a xenophobia, it's a form of xenophobia being manifested through the bodies of women, trying to control the sexuality of women, which is very unfortunate, because it's like they're saying we're protecting our women. Mm-hmm. And no, women are not owned by anybody. They're not owned by Zimbabwean men. They're not owned by foreign men. Women are full human beings in their own right.
Very true.
And this is what the Registrar General and these attitudes say. And I'm also disappointed, I must say, by Pastor Nita, because Pastor Nita keeps on saying that he suspects that it's because women do this more than men. You know, I'm wondering, Pastor Nita, have you counted yourself? Do you know, tell us, what are the numbers of men who come to Zimbabwe marrying foreign women, and what are the numbers of women coming to, do you know? I don't think, I'm sorry to say, I doubt that you do, and I'd really like you to tell us, because you cannot rely on information that you don't have, you know. It's not fair to try and use numbers and quantities that have not been found anywhere. And also further on, there's and I think the example that Pastor Meta uses is totally inappropriate and totally inapplicable. He brings in the issue of rape. Mm-hmm. You know, to start with, women cannot rape men. You know, the law says that it is men who can rape women because of the legal definition of rape. And then further on, unfortunately for you, Pastor Nita, you know, your argument is actually strengthening the counter argument, because even as men cannot rape women, but the law recognizes that it is possible for women to also sexually abuse men. So it also makes it a crime to do that. Mm-hmm. And while it does not call it rape, it calls it aggravated indecent assault and gives them exactly the same kind of sentence and punishment as a man who rapes a woman. So you see, in the law, that's a very good example, because it shows an example where what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Because the principle is to eliminate sexual abuse, whether by men or by women, and both are punished. So I thank you very much, Pastor Nita. You've actually contradicted yourself and actually criticized the Registrar General, because, you know, he should apply, if the aim is to prevent and discourage marriages of convenience, he must do everything to eliminate them, whether by a man or by a woman. And I don't know if the Registrar General, I don't know what authority, he doesn't have any authority at all in the law to be doing what he's doing. He's not like the controller of women's, women's bodies and women's, you know, women can do that for themselves. Thank you very much.
Interesting debate. And we'll take a short break as usual. But for our radio listeners, you know by now that will be transitioning. You can go on the internet and log in www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We are streaming live. And kuneva terevedu biga nyakasaka kunoton, please stay on the line. And also Emmanuel Dube, please do stay on the line. And also our two guests, Pastor Nita and Honorable Majome, please do stay on the line. And saying good night to our radio listeners. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube, saying good night as of now.